Hello, we're on the air, and this is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook, and tonight I have three people with me, very special guests. I have Tracy and Kimberly, which is with the Dragon Horse Studios, and their special friend, they just introduced me to, the Bone Reader, Margo. Hello, everyone. Each and everyone, Tracy, you speak first, if you will.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well, and you are all on the air. And Margo, how are you?
Good day, good day. Hello.
It's nice to finally meet you.
It is nice, and everyone always wonders what Miss Margo, the Bone Reader, is all about. It's a little curiosity.
Yeah. And Kimberly, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Good evening.
Hey, Kimberly.
Hi,
my okay. Special sister.
I love you.
I love you, too. And what is the Bone Reader all about, first of all? And then we're going to get into the special Dragon Horse Studio, how it all came about.
Yeah, and, you know, the one thing I have to say is Kim and Tracy with the Dragon Horse Studio is beautiful. You must go there, must visit there. It's an incredible studio.
Well, I tell you.
A wide variety of artisans.
Margo, I put your link up on my page, and Medicine Walker, Kimberly goes by Medicine Walker to me, and Tracy goes by Fair Dragon Queen. So if I keep saying that, just like I'm Bright Lights Pathfinders to them for many, 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 many years, and I'll just call you the Bone Reader, you know, Margo, because that's just, you know, what we go by.
Right.
If you scroll down to, or either hit my picture on BBS Radio, or scroll down to Thursday, and at 6 o'clock, you will see the most ultimate, some of the artwork that these women do. And so the studio's there, and a photograph of you, Margo. And it is just lovely, and your link to your page, Margo, and to yours, Tracy and Kimberly.
Thanks very much. Yeah,
yes.
That's great.
So that's for all the listeners to see exactly what's entailed for this evening's show. So while we have you three on the phone lines, we will not be able to take callers. However, we can keep you two on for a little while and then drop you one of you guys and then pick you back up or whatever. Or we can just do interviews right now and then bring you back one by one, you know, next week or the following week. I have someone very special coming on the following week, but, you know, we can just play it by ear because I'm sure some people will want some readings by you guys.
Okay, great.
Who wants to go first to tell what things are all about in their
well,
business?
Well, Kath, can I interject a little bit here? Let us tell you a little bit about Dragon Horse Studio.
Yeah, that's great.
And how we met Margo, and then we'll let Margo get in there. And if you guys want to do some reads, Margo is your girl. So why don't we just start doing that?
Well, Dragon Horse Studios, I want to just say, I have been all up in there, and I can't get enough of it. It just astounds me.
Well,
I want to know all about it for the listeners.
Well, I'll tell you what, Trace, why don't you start a little bit, tell them just where it started. Oh, and she's looking at me like, oh, yeah, okay.
I think the cat kind of got my tongue here. Well, Dragon Horse Studio started in 2002. We traveled to art shows all over Michigan trying to show our artwork and get it out there. It's very unique, very spiritual-based. We based on our culture, which is Native American, in tune with the earth, creator, and everything around us. Because it's all alive with spirit and soul. So we try to get that and imitate and put that into our work, and each piece we feel we make for a special individual, it's just time whether or not that individual finds us and gets that piece. They're all very, very unique. And each style is different. Kim's style is a lot different than mine. And we happened upon a show one year, one day, and we ran into Miss Margo, the Bone Raider. She was wonderful. We had a wonderful show. It was great.
Well, I have to say, you guys, all your styles are, besides unique, they do a lot of wood carving, too, from wood carving, oils, acrylic, watercolors. The women whip it out. And besides that, you guys have a lot of local artists and out-of-state artists, so it's phenomenal.
Yes, we do have a new line of artists we're bringing in. We just uploaded a lot of the new art onto the website. We still have some more to go. We have a new jewelry maker who's in with us, Farrah Rose from Rose Creations. Does beautiful cold fusion jewelry with gemstones. So we'll be uploading her stuff as well. We just like to get this unique and original art out there. So please, you know, stop by the website, check us out, check out our MySpace, you know, post a comment. Let us know what you think of the art.
Would you please give your links out for us?
Oh, www.DragonHorseStudioOnline.com and then DragonHorseStudioMySpace.com.
That's www.DragonHorseStudioOnline.com?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And then we feature throughout the year. We feature Miss Margot. She comes in to the studio, per se a weekend or a week at a time, and she books, and you can catch her at the studio. And she's working with the local radio station as well. She does call-ins. And we host drumming circles in Oshawa, Michigan, on the Sunrise side. It's beautiful.
Sometimes out in the freezing cold, we do it.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you.
In the mornings, we do it.
I have several pieces from Medicine Walker, Kimberly, and a few from Tracy. And it was when my father was passing away. And they're with me right now. They hang over my head here. And one of the pieces, it's just phenomenal. I've decorated it with a couple of special pieces as well, you know. It's a medicine wheel, and it's like a dream catcher, too. I call it the dream catcher, and she would tell me when to move it to different places as he was passing away. One thing that she told me as I was grieving so deeply, she said, do not grieve the living. And I will never forget that, Kimberly, what you said to me.
Doesn't their stuff have beautiful energy?
Oh, I'm going to tell you. My children were like, what is this? I said, that's me. And I have the one, the woman with the stone at the belly.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a piece of, what stone was that? It was a part of the tree. What stone is that that's the part of the tree?
The petrified wood?
Yeah. And it was made out of that, and then you carved me an eagle that was holding a little bird,
yep.
And it was holding also this huge piece of crystal.
And
it was a very long time ago. It was like what 7 years ago or 8 years ago.
Oh wow.
Uh huh. And then she put in a peacock feather in my dad's wheel. And listen to this. When Mama wanted to see Daddy for the first time when he passed away, guess what he came to her as? A peacock in her yard.
Wow.
Remember that, Kimberly and Tracy?
I remember that. Didn't the peacock stay for like a week?
Yes. And we looked it up, and it meant rises from the ashes and a gift from beyond. Remember when we looked up what that totem meant? And then it fed out of her hand, and it had gotten blown off course, we believe, from a storm. And remember, mm-hmm. y'all, when I said, Mama is wishing this peacock to stay away because she doesn't want to bird sitter, a peacock sitter while she goes to the beach. And the next day the peacock was gone, like I told her it would be, because she wished it away. And it was all because she wanted to love it so.
That's
how
beautiful.
Magical her stuff is. Their stuff is so magical. And it's just, oh, it's, isn't that just a wonderful story?
Well, a lot of our stuff over the years, we don't, it's made for certain people. And many, many years, I used to work down at Children's Hospital in Detroit. And I used to make dream catchers and spirit walkers for the kids and their families. There's a lot of history to them. And they're usually made for individuals. And they're all very unique and no two are alike. And same way with the dream catchers, you know. An important thing over these years.
Some spirit walkers will have for years too, till the right person comes and they find it, and they're like, wow, it's gotta go, she's gotta go home.
Yeah,
it's very, very neat process to see.
They're like snowflakes. There's no two alike though.
Oh,
that's beautiful.
Isn't that the truth? You know, I was also pondering, what is alike in this world? Not even a jello mold can be alike because the water, the air pockets move around. But with their work, I want that negative. You remember the shaman that is leaning over? You know, I keep seeing so many things inside of that painting and the dancer.
I
don't know which, what to call him.
I got those pieces, Kathy, in the painting. And I remember looking at one of the paintings you did on wood, and I fell in love with it.
Oh,
our
friendship
still got grew it. And grew and grew after that.
I still got your wood.
Yeah,
that came from the Seneca Reservation when Grandmother Twyla named us, and Chinoya came.
Yep.
Yeah, I still got your wood. I only the termites ate on the wood.
Yep.
Margot, and I saw so many different things inside the wood. And
faces?
Faces, just so many different things. And
mm-hmm.
I've got a woman that is in I Am with me because she's listening to the show, named a painter girl, and she saw a box inside the wood of her, of a piece of her wood, and she, because of you ladies, one of the reasons she did one of her, she's finishing up her college degree right now, in her later years. She did term papers on shamanism with animal totem, with reading a lot of y'all's pages, you know, your newsletters and stuff.
And was that redwood you said?
This is the Walker, what do you call that wood? It was it's got it came from the Sedona area, not Sedona area, but up in New York area.
Where the Seneca Iroquois are. It's up in by Niagara Falls.
Yeah,
okay.
It was at Niagara Falls.
Yep, Niagara Falls area.
That means change. That kind of wood means change.
Boy, did I.
Transition and change. Yep.
Let me tell you what, and these girls can vouch for my big change with that number five.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted it. I asked for it. And let me ask a little bit more. If y'all, listeners, please go to the webpage about, you know, that tells about who I am, because telling about who they are. And it shows the inside of the shop, and it shows a lot of the different angles of the shop. It shows the different pieces that are inside the shop, and you can see some beautiful images there. And the links to Dragon Horse Studios and to Margot's page as well. Now, I want to ask, is there anything that you can tell me about the history of the Bone Reader, what your link is as well?
Yep. Well, first of all, I go by Miss Margot, the Bone Reader, and the Bone Reader represents my Chippewa tribe. I'm from Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
Okay.
And I'm a medium clairvoyant channeler. I speak with people from beyond, see angels, spirit guides. I can sit next to people and just pick up on their energy. I'm known as a shaman. And I connect with Mother Earth, do teachings, wedding ceremonies, special Indian wedding ceremonies and funerals. So it's all about what teaching and what I'm feeling and everything also. And I've been gifted since I was a little girl. Since I was born, I've always had visions. Now my twin sister, her gift is cooking. My gift is not cooking. I know how to place a carry-out order, and that's about it. I have clients all the way from Singapore and Germany. I've heard on Detroit stations, Chicago stations, out all the way out to Florida and everything also. So, and I travel a lot. So this is what
Your accent is a lot thicker than these two ladies.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
It took me a long time to understand what they were talking about. You know, how they slur their words.
Kids can't understand me. We're both going, what?
But I'm telling you what, I love it. It is beautiful. Your accent.
And then we tease you about yours.
I know.
The Southern Belle.
Yeah. But it took me like 7 years to birth into my shamanism, I believe. Of just really, really strong, just going to the sweat lodges and just working really in depth with it. And did you have any kind of sickness or any kind of just really just cleansing of yourself when you were becoming your shamanism, into your shamanism?
For myself, no, I never did. But I would have to say that diabetes runs into our family and everything like that, but I've never had anything that was as a sickness or an illness. I just knew since, I remember things when I was 9 months old, and my mother said I would speak a different language. I didn't walk or speak until I was about 3 years old, but I just knew certain things of my surroundings and my visions, and I would say things, and actually my twin sister would translate them and everything for me. And as I got older, my visions and dreams came true in what I was seeing.
Right.
Yeah. So I never got sick or anything like that. As I got older, yes, I did, but not when I was young.
Boy, I tell you what, it's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Very, very much. And I'm raised Catholic, and I'm also raised in my Indian tradition. So I was taught and brought up to respect all religion and all spirituality. And that's, you know, I'm very blessed that way. Yep,
that's
very
just beautiful. Wow. I love to just send out an energy ball into the universe and place something into it and just give it. I would like to just place in there some prosperity and peace for this economy, and place the energy ball and pass it over to you, Tracy. What would you like to place into it?
I'd like everybody to have balance.
Oh.
Because with everybody so frustrated with the way the economy is right now. I would give balance.
And you need to pass it to someone.
And then I'll pass it to Miss Margot, because Kimberly has left us for now.
Okay.
Well, what I'm picking up to send out to everyone is to heal from the past, to represent the birch tree. And once you heal from your past, you only have great doors opening with the new sunset, the new sunrise. And that will only bring prosperity to your life. So, and that's what I bring. So now I pass the ball back to you.
And I just send it off with love and abundance of the knowing of all the spirituality and spiritualism and just place it out there as far as the east is to the west, the north is to the south, to the top, to the under, to the within, into the without, into the beyond, and just blessings of abundance. Thank you so much.
That's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Now, how do you go about your readings? I would love to hear you read Tracy.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be great.
I'd love to hear you read Kimberly, too.
Yay!
You know, I called them an oil painting. I think one of them's an oil painting and one of them's a watercolor. I said one of them is very, very, very laid back type and easy and slow to dry, but has such deep, rich colors. One of them's very light and airy and dries quicker with their medium and would be working with a lot of things. We read each other quite a few times when
we
first met. Didn't we, girl?
Yes, we did.
But now we haven't done that in years and eons.
Mm-mm. No, we've both been so busy.
I know.
We've been running around like little ants around here trying to get everything ready. We're opening for the season tomorrow, so we're like, yeah.
And then I'm going to be up there on Monday.
Yep. Miss Margo will be in the studio.
How far are you from her?
From the 4th
from
to the 9th. Depends on where she travels to and from. But if she's at her house, she's about 3 hours away.
Okay, not bad.
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah. Actually, I just come up there just to enjoy the cooking that Kim always does.
Oh, doesn't she, though? I can smell it through the phone.
She homemakes. I mean, this woman can make bark soup out of, out of dirt. I don't know. She's amazing.
I know.
Oh, good.
I get goodies at Christmas time, like big boxes of goodies from these girls.
And the
children, and I get artwork made out of Fruit Loops and Lucky Charms.
Oh,
yes,
yeah,
I do.
She's known for her mushroom soup also.
Have you had the leek soup? Oh,
yes, I had the leek soup too.
Oh yeah, you were there. That's right. Yes.
Leek soup?
Leeks are wild onions. So it's wild onion soup.
A lot of Asian dishes usually
use cream base.
Leek,
yeah.
And German.
Asian and Greek. We do a lot of Greek.
Well, do you have that at your shop?
Pardon?
Have you ever decided to do that at your shop?
Actually, on the 9th, May 9th, we are going to have a meet and greet with Miss Margo and the artist Farrah Rose. And they are holding an after hours with appetizers and beverages.
Oh, wow.
But they will be hosted by the Northwoods Steakhouse here in the Tawas area.
Now, where is Kimberly?
Oh, she ran away.
Well, you tell her to get back here because we're talking about her.
Oh, she don't. But I will.
Why would she get out the phone because you start blushing?
That's true. Oh, man.
Yes.
So I think you guys should do reads.
Okay.
That would be fun.
Okay. That would be fun. Are you ready to hang up now?
Huh?
I'm right here.
Get call-ins unless one of you guys hangs up.
I'll bow out.
Are you sure?
Oh, I'm sure. I can call you.
I can bow out and you too can. No, I'm just kidding.
Call you anytime, Kathy.
I know you can.
It's a treat to have Margo on.
Oh,
I appreciate you being on, Tracy. This is Dragon Horse Studios with Kimberly and Tracy. And I don't know where my friend Kimberly went. Kimberly Ann. Snap.
Please stop by. Check out our website, www.dragonhorsestudio.online.com. And also, like I said, we have the MySpace page, DragonHorseStudio/MySpace.com, where you can leave your comments, check out the artwork, let us know if it's yay or nay, and we'd love to hear from you. And we also, on the website, you can subscribe to a newsletter which we put out quarterly. We put out 4 a year, and it lets everybody know the upcoming events, the drumming circle schedules, when Miss Margo will be in town, and all that fun stuff going on in mid-Michigan on the Sunrise side.
Wow, that sounds just wonderful. Still
you guys need to put
looking
putting recipes in there.
We will. We'll have to add in surprise of the week.
I should have known Kimberly was hanging up.
Pardon?
I should have known Kimberly was hanging up when she said love ya.
Oh,
that's her goodbye.
Yeah.
I could have had a V8. Oh, my goodness. Well, I love you, Tracy. Thank
you
for being on.
Oh, not a problem. Anytime.
And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay,
Tracy.
Bye-bye.
I'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, love you too, sister.
All right, love you.
Love you,
now
bye.
Now you stay on, Margo, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to give out the call-in numbers to BBS Radio. If you'd like a reading from Margo, that number would be toll-free 877-876-5227. And the USA and Canada number is 888-815-8756. The direct line is 530-876-3222. And those are the numbers to call into BBS Radio to get a reading from Margo, the bone reader.
Yes. And if they have a quick question, it's always good if they have a quick question that way in case we get some calls and everything like that.
Oh, yeah, any questions or anything.
Yep, and quick question about anybody, anything. You just ask the question, and I can just pick up the vibration and what is happening. I get a lot of words, names, numbers. I always tell everybody I'm not 100% accurate. Nobody is. I don't know everything. I'm not a mind reader. But I can pick up on a lot of vibration and everything and what I'm feeling and what is around you, who is passed on around you, or what energy is around you. And sometimes
well,
it takes a little...
Well, you've got just wonderful energy. I just want to tell you that. I mean, I just feel like I've known you forever just through those girls.
Oh, I just love you.
They talk about you so much, you know, just in wonderful ways. Just joyous stories.
They're wonderful girls. All the time when I come in there, they just take care of me, and we just hang out and just veg and just really enjoy each other's, everyone's company. And all that walk in that store is just amazing. There's wonderful people.
Sometimes they just come in there and just sit. And they just sit there like, what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
You know, around the table.
Yes, and grandma's always there, and the kids and everything, and it's just their wonderful.
Oh, love their mother.
Yes, and I named one of the daughters Taylor, actually Blue Star. That is her Indian name that was given to her.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's so neat.
Yes.
I love her too. I love them all. I've got their pictures up on my mirror in the bedroom.
Well, what's such a blessing about all of them is that they make time. They make time when they're able to for you, you know, sitting with you or just listening or just, you know, even the kids will make time and effort for each person that enters in to their home or to the business.
I love watching them grow in the dark stories and just everything about him, but tell me a little bit about you, some more about you.
Well, actually, I'm holding a huge event out here in Michigan. It's about Healing Michigan. It's my second show. It's called The World of One. It's going to be in June 28th and 29th, and it's about holistic unity, green peace, it's psychics, there's mediums there. There'll be belly dancers there, chiropractors, yoga, organic foods, ideology, mediums. I mean, so many. About 150 to 200 vendors will be there for this huge event. And I'm actually raising money for breast cancer awareness for the Saginaw Chippewa tribe on Mount Pleasant. So I have a lot of support coming from my tribe and everything to raise this great for this great cause, because the funding had actually stopped, and now we're just doing it on donations. So I decided to hold an event called the World of One Expo 2008 regarding healing Michigan, that we can survive on one another and have unity and peace throughout our whole state, country, and throughout the whole world. So.
Oh, wow. Let me just tell you, I'm getting PMs from people that are trying to call in, and they say the line's busy. So I'm wondering if we got plugged in through you, through the call-in line, when they called Tracy and Kimberly from the main line.
Oh, okay.
So I'm getting PMs on my computer that the lines are busy. So, I don't know what to do about that.
I don't know either. Well, if anybody ever has any questions or anything like that, or likes to set up appointments with me, they can visit my website. It's www.thebone.com, and my 800 number is on there, and all the information regarding the show and stuff. And did you want to call me back and see if they can? I don't know if I'm on the main line or
yes,
and try to do something like that.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah.
I've got the 1-877 number.
Yep, by Marco. Yep, that is my direct line number.
Okay.
Perfect. Well, call me right back and then ask some questions and get them all answered for everyone.
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay, then, thanks.
I'll talk to you in just a minute, Margo.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Okay, Donald or Seth, if you could please get Margo back on the line, on the other line, that would be great. In the meantime, the call-in numbers are toll-free 877-876-5227. USA and Canada line numbers are 888-815-9756, and the direct line is 530-876-3222. You're listening to Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook, and we're going to try to get Margo, the bone reader, back on to give a few readings. If not, I'll just take a few calls and give a few readings myself. Don, did you hear me? Or Seth? Hello? You're on the
Hi.
Air.
Oh, wonderful. Yes, your lines were busy. That's great. I got through. I'm happy.
Who's speaking?
Margo? It's really hard it is hard to hear you.
It is? Can you hear me better now? Hello?
Yes, that's better. Thank you.
Is this Margo?
This is Anna.
Hey, Anna.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm quite well, thank you very much. I'm really grateful to have this opportunity.
Oh, well, they didn't get Margo back on the line yet. Did you call for Margo, or would you like a reading from me, or
I called in for a reading.
Okay.
Who says that there are no coincidences, so I think my reading was supposed to be with you then.
Okay. Well, I do it in several different ways. There is a beautiful way that I love to do is take you out into like a breathing technique, into the atmosphere, and ask you to give me descriptive adjectives while we travel into different places and different colors that you see along the way. Would you like to do that?
Yes, that sounds awesome.
And it will tell you a lot about yourself as you give me descriptive adjectives, okay?
Okay, that sounds awesome.
Okay. Okay, here's what we're going to do. If you could just close your eyes.
Okay.
And then breathe in from your abdomen. out through your mouth. Breathe in through your nose and from the abdomen. Out through your mouth. And as you do this, you're just going to feel just real tranquil and just floating freely. Just let yourself just feel so free as you travel up and just out. And you either see the stars and the moon and the planets, or you see the sun and the clouds. You can take your choice. You can be in your body or just floating around outside of your body and just looking around. And just as you feel this, just give me some descriptive adjectives of the feelings that you feel while you're out there. When you get the feeling.
The feeling I get is spaciousness.
Excuse me?
And quiet.
Okay.
A wind noise, lots of stars. Kind of like an opportunity to go where I want, but I don't know where to go.
Okay, and what are you feeling?
Sorry?
What does that cause you to feel?
Expanded. Peaceful but excited.
I'm writing, okay? Okay. And now as you breathe deeply and bring yourself to yourself again and open your eyes a second, and just bear yourself down and then take a deep breath and bring yourself out. You see around you objects in your house. Okay. And now you see in your vision, in your eyes, you see yourself closing your eyes again, and you bring yourself into the Earth's atmosphere. You bring yourself calmly and collectively into the grounding of the earth. As you breathe in from your abdomen, in through your nose, out through your mouth, you can become the grass or be hovering over the tree, or you can become a tree. You can become anything on the earth that you feel. You can just be looking at it. You can be yourself. You can be just standing on the ground. You can be at the beach or any place you choose. It's up to you. It's your world. There can be people around you, or you can just be by yourself, or animals, or whatever you choose. Just choose whatever you want and give me descriptive adjectives of what you're feeling.
I like to be with rocks by a creek, and sometimes I'm on the rock, or sometimes I'm in the rock. I really enjoy the animals that are drinking from the water. They're also calm and peaceful. I like to hear the ravens. It feels very alive and very connected.
Okay. Now, I want you to think of a feeling as you look at yourself inside of a white room. The white room can be any way, shape, or form you want it to be. It can have a bed in it. It can have furniture in it. It can have pictures on the wall. It can have a window or many windows. You can walk outside of the window or even double door. You can smell the air. You can have any aromas in there that you choose. But this is it. Breathing in and out.
And as you relax and center yourself in the light room, and feel really, 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 really at peace and content in there, and really centered in there, just start to wander around in there and give me descriptive adjectives of the light room.
The room is mostly glass. Sorry?
Okay.
The room is mostly glass on one wall. It's a stone floor connected to the outside. And it has lots of people in it. They're not really people. A lot of wisdom in that room.
Uh-huh.
A lot of, sort of like they're elves or fairies or something like that.
They're what?
Elves? Elves, yeah. Or fairies. And it's a very busy room with sharing of information and feelings. Very loving.
Uh-huh.
Feels very loved.
Wow, this is really great. Okay, now, do you want to do some more, or do you want to stop?
No, this is good.
I've got several more. You want me to tell you what these mean, or do you want to go more?
No, this is good.
Okay. Well, when we started at the planet, what we did was we went into the tranquil meditative state, and you went very quiet. You felt the wind and breeze. You lifted yourself out of yourself very calmly, but you stayed connected to yourself, and you saw the stars, so you went into a night vision, which was really great, and you had the opportunity to go anywhere. You said opportunity to go wherever you wanted to, but you didn't know where you were going to go, which is exactly what you were doing. You were doing like your own vision quest within your own self. And so you went out there, and you pretty much was very easy to detach and do a meditative state within your own self. So you let go of all the old debris and all the old stuff, which you pretty much didn't have very much anyway, Anna. You just were very easy to let go of yourself and be free within yourself. And to let go and be peaceful and very excited were your words. And so then when you grounded, you went to the earth and the rocks by the creek. Well, the rocks are the oldest living things on the earth. They are the first and oldest living things that are on the earth. And the creeks also are fed into all the living waters. And water is what cleanses of oneself. And so that is very, very enlightening, and that is relationship of all things, is water. And the creek beds feed into all the waters of, and the rocks also go into the riverbeds, you know, into the creeks, which feed into the riverbeds, which feed into other things. And how interesting you said you're in the rocks or you're outside of the rocks, which rocks have so many different facets to them, you know. They have so many faces to them and so many different angles to them, which when you grounded yourself, you became part of the earth. And so then you saw the animals, which is just like, you know, the first other creatures that came onto the earth. And you love to watch them drinking by the creek beds and everything. And so that gave you great pleasure. And then you saw the ravens, which are the, you know, you saw above the earth as well as below the earth, and you felt alive and very connected. So you connected the heavens and the earth together when you went into the earth atmosphere, you know, grounding yourself. And so then I took you into the white room, which represents your spirituality and spiritualism. And so what happened there is you saw one side of the room was glass so that you could see through it, and it was very bright on one wall. And then you saw a stone floor, which also represents, again, the stone, which is the oldest living thing. And, however, it was part probably connected on the floor to other people, which is wisdom, you said the people were not really people. They were like wisdom. They were full of wisdom, which is like the spiritual world. And the white room represents spiritualism, which is of the spiritual world. And they were like elves and fairies, which it says in, you know, many things that we've read, we don't know exactly what the heavens are like or the other worlds like, but it is all different types of creatures, great and small. And that was very busy and very caring and very full of information and very loving. And then you asked if we could just stop and read it, about it.
Wow, thank you.
That's very interesting. You did really great. Would you like to do some more, or is that enough?
No, that's a lot. I would love someone else to have this honor, too.
Oh, yeah. I sometimes forget we're on the radio, and I feel like I'm just talking to a friend. Anna, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you for this incredible golden opportunity. I'm very grateful.
I'm very grateful to have known you. And thank you so much for calling BBS Radio.
Okay. Thank you again.
And I hope to hear from you again sometime.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. That was Anna. And I hate we missed Margot. Dawn, her number is 1-877. It's on. Hello. We're going to get Margo back so that she can do some readings as well. And she'll be right there because Don's getting her on the line. And let me give the call-in numbers again, please. The call-in numbers are 877-876-5227. And if you have a plan, the number is 530-876-3222. Back.
We're live again. That's a good thing.
Yes. So, anyway, we've got like 10 minutes left to get you a few call-ins.
Okay.
The toll-free number is 877-876-5227. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. If anyone wants to call in, we'd be happy for Margo, the bone reader, to give you a reading.
Yes, yes. Yeah, if you have a quick question or anything like that about anybody or anything, I'm able to answer that. About anything. People ask about their love life, finances, movement, career, people from beyond. So, and that's what I just do, is a lot of speaking from people with from beyond and what's going on. What they're facing. Animal guides and spirit guides also.
I've got somebody that wants to call you right now, so she's
okay.
Ready to call because she's been wanting to talk to you all night and even before. So she's going to be calling in right now. Her name is Jan, and she goes by Painter Girl. She's one of the ones that saw the vision in the wood.
Okay.
And did the
her paper on the shamanism. So
okay.
I am just really excited to get to know you. And I did a little reading while you were off the air. That was really great. So we did a little meditation reading.
Mm.
Yes, it was really interesting. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well. Who's speaking?
My name is Jan.
Hey, Jan. I was just talking about you.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I missed it because I had to turn my speakers off so that it wouldn't bombard the telephone line.
So it wouldn't echo, huh?
I'm going to let y'all jump right into whatever y'all are going to talk about because you've got like 8 minutes left.
It's okay. Did you have a quick question or did you want me to just go ahead and with the reading?
Just go ahead with the reading. I find that is usually just really good.
Yep. Not a problem. What I'm just doing is always like some sages, opening and blessing, just transferring our energy. The first thing that comes up is, it shows me that you are a beautiful woman. Highly sexual energy comes up around you. Your aura just illuminates red and orange. It also shows me that there's a wolf warrior that's around you. It shows me a young male contemplation standing off to the side. It shows me that there is either not seeing eye to eye, a conflict, something that needs to be resolved. It shows me also that you have the Six of Eagles, which represents a journey that you are making by yourself, a quest that you are going on personal for self. It shows me more travel time, independency. More money is coming in around the beginning of November for you. It also shows me that really putting your best foot forward, nurturing and time, healing and balance, and that you're eating better for self, that you're being more conscious and cautious in what you are consuming.
Yes, I am. Even information.
Mm-hmm. Pardon me?
Even the information that I consume.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very cautious of that.
Yeah, this journey, it shows me that it's like water is beside you. It shows me that you are still tossing and turning at nighttime, either not sleeping the whole night through or a little restless, and this just represents that you're recentering yourself. But I see that there is a wolf warrior, and that's what they walk with. This means a leadership, a person who's trying to find their identity, but might be bringing a little confusion to the table also.
Yeah, the wolf is around me. Even in pieces of wood that I pick up, there are wolf images in the wood.
Yeah, I said fox, and I meant to say wolf, but I said fox is what she saw in the wood. But see, you picked up the wolf, which is correct.
Yes, it is.
Yep, and the wolf represents, and this represents you, it represents leadership, speaking up and out, and knowing when to follow and share the stage also. So you're able to delegate out work, you know, and also pull the team together and get the whole morale up, opening up your throat chakras, like I said, and also able to watch and to be part of the pack.
Yes. Yeah, and I do understand that because there are times that I hold my opinion back or I don't say things when I should. And when I do that, I will get a sore throat. I will lose my voice, and at that time I think, it's because I should have spoke whenever I had the opportunity to. Now I have to be still.
Mm-hmm. And that's just being, you know, cautious in what you're saying and what you're feeling and trying to get all the correct information at the time also.
Well, I try not to be judgmental or jump, especially when it's someone else's life.
Right, right. So did you have a question about anything, or may I continue, or did we have another?
No, please continue.
Okay. Another thing that's coming up around you, it shows that you are following your passion, eliminating a lot of things. Carnation is around you also as one of the essence flowers. Regarding, you've always been a communicator with animals, a healer to animals, working with medicines. I keep seeing more and more travel time. It shows me independency. There is a woman who's handing you, and it looks like a red vase, sort of like a heart shape, but it's like a smoky glass, this red maroon. It's a deep passion red maroon vase-like, and she's handing it to you to put stuff inside. And she's an older woman. You're to meet her on your journey. And that is it.
Wow.
Yeah, very good reading. Yes, I am on my journey.
Mm-hmm.
It has taken a long time for me to get my household where that I felt like that I could be on my journey, but I truly am now.
Yeah, it shows me. When you begin a journey, usually we're in a, I always say, call it the brave quest, when you're eliminating negative people, negative thoughts, letting go of disappointment and everything, really doing a shedding of skin and trusting self and where you're at and where you want to be at.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're out of time, and that was my warning to
okay.
let them know.
Thank you.
Jan, thank you so much for calling in, a painter girl, and Margo, the bone reader, if you give out your site one more time.
Yep, it's thebonereader.com, or you can also reach me at 877-BY-MARGO, B-Y-M-A-R-G-O.
And this is Bright Lights Pathfinders, over and out.